Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jerry Witt. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth, the catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting third, the first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Judnick moves to third. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Berardino scores. Moss moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Moss reaches second base with a double. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Witt moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. Witt moves to third. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers throws the ball into Lake, who relays the ball to Mayo, who tags Berardino trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Judnick scores. Two outs. It's 5 to nothing, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. One out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Hal White. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Stubby Obermeyer now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Evers. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. Dillinger moves to third. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillinger scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. Cullenbine moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.